Well, as you can tell by the first snowfall of the year today, it's no question the holidays are coming soon. And of course, with that, we get the cold and flu season. I have called in an expert to help us out. We've got Dr. John Stutz going to give us some great advice for the cold, cough, and flu season. Dr. Stutz has been a practicing physician for 3 decades. He is currently the pediatric medical director at Abbott, which is a global healthcare company. We welcome Dr. John Stutz. Good morning, and thanks for calling in today.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Here is a question I get often, and I think it's appropriate today as we get down to 29 degrees, right about the time the kids are going to start trick-or-treating tonight. Do we actually get sick because of being out in the cold, or is that just a myth?
Well, as a physician and medical director at Abbott, I can tell you that respiratory illnesses are more common in the colder months. And here's why. The immune system can really be less effective at colder temperatures. And it's also because when it's cold, we gather inside with family and friends. So it's much easier to spread cold, flu, COVID-19 among those family and friends.
So share some advice with us on how we can prepare for cold and flu season. It's easy right now. I already have my flu shot and my COVID booster. I would imagine those are two good things you could do right now.
Yeah, so I cannot stress enough the power of prevention.
Yeah.
I'll give you 4 tips for preventing illness. One would be washing your hands really frequently with soap and water. Number 2, keeping those hands away from your mouth, your nose, your eyes, because those are ways in which germs can enter our bodies and cause us to get sick. Number 3, sanitizing surfaces within the house, toys, door handles, kitchen surfaces, etc. And number 4, really talking with your kids about the virus season and showing them how to wash their hands. Practice using soap and water with them so they're really doing it correctly, because you know if the kids get sick, then pretty soon you and the rest of the family is going to be sick as well.
That is the battle for parents with young children, is please keep your hands out of your face and your mouth and your eyes. And one thing I've also noticed with my daughter this year is I don't think she's coming home from school with a full water bottle. And I know that especially this time of year, hydration is really important.
Yes, it is really important this time of year, and really all times of the year. But during cold and flu season, the fever, the vomiting, the diarrhea, they really can drain our bodies of the fluids and electrolytes that are really critical. And it's critical to replenish those to help your body fight illness and feel better. And what you hydrate with, it really matters. Water's great, but it really is not enough. Electrolytes are those special minerals like sodium, chloride, and potassium,
right,
that we need, as well as the fluid. And so, you know, I recommend Pedialyte to my patients because it is scientifically formulated with those 3 main electrolytes that we lose when we're sick. And my personal favorite is Pedialyte Advanced Care Plus, because it comes as ready to drink. It also comes in powder. And for kids, there's the Pedialyte Freezer Pops. They think that they're getting a treat, but what you're really accomplishing is giving them those fluids and electrolytes that they need to feel better fast.
I did not know about the freezer pops. That's a great idea, because there is something magical about a freezer pop and a popsicle for kids. I didn't know Pedialyte had those out. I've got to get some of those.
They do. They come in different flavors, and I think it's also, I say it's for kids, but let's face it, if they're soothing to a kid's throat, they're certainly soothing to my throat when I get sick. So
yeah,
They're not just for kids. Adults can absolutely have those freezer pops on hand as well.
Are there some signs we can tell if our child is dehydrated?
Yeah, that's a great question, because really the signs differ by age and the health status of the patient, the child, but young kids can't always share with us or vocalize to us how they're feeling. So I would say there's three signs to look for. One would be irritability. Two would be fatigue. Another would be headache. And just as a whole, you know when your kid is off. You know when they're not right.
Right.
And so it's in those times where you probably want to do a hydration check. Ask them, when's the last time you had something to drink? When's the last time you had something to eat? When's the last time you went to the bathroom? Because decreased urination frequency is a telltale sign of dehydration.
And Dr. Stutz, where can we go for some more information?
Well, I really hope that everyone has a very happy and, importantly, healthy holiday season. And don't forget the power of prevention. And for more information, you can visit Pedialyte.com.
Dr. John Stutz is Pediatric Medical Director at Abbott. Dr. Stutz, thanks for the great advice and appreciate you calling in today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.